We're talking Smile Foundation, a wonderful, wonderful organization. And the Smile Foundation, you know, we take so much for granted that, and it's pretty universal actually, is when we're feeling happy, it's one of the first expressions that a baby has is a smile. Right? We smile at them, they smile back. You like somebody, you smile, and it changes everything. But there are children who are born who cannot smile. So joining me right now from the Smile Foundation, Mark Lubner. Last week was Smile Week, and how are you?
Always great, thank you. How are you doing? Nice to see you, hear from you.
Always good to speak to you. So what have you been busy with at the Smile Foundation? What did you get up to during Smile Week?
So it was a continuation mm-hmm. of the work that we do pretty much all the time. But this one was particularly special because we were celebrating our 25th anniversary. We started Smile Foundation 25 years ago.
How fantastic.
At the Charlotte Mateke Hospital. So we had a Smile Week where 16 children with various different forms of facial deformities
yes.
Were operated on. We had very complex cases like a sacral reconfiguration where literally the skull cap was taken off because the skull is not expanding as the child grows older. And you have to really reconfigure the shape of the skull to allow for the brain underneath it to necessarily develop, all the way through to cleft lip and palate operations.
Incredible.
So, and what was fabulous was that many of the original surgeons, or not many, a few of the original surgeons that I started with some, you know, 25 years ago, were still involved in surgeries today. Tim Christofides, Chris Fianos. These are guys who are legendary surgeons, and they have been around providing this kind of support to our organization for this period of time.
That is so wonderful. So how involved do you yourself actually get?
Early days, you know, it was very, very much sort of a hand-to-mouth set of activities. When I say that, I mean, literally, Moira, Gerst and I used to scrub the floors after our Smile Weeks were over because that was the contract that we had with the hospital,
yeah.
that we have to leave it spick and span. And then I moved to an executive chair role and was able to bring on board individuals who took over the management, day-to-day management. So today there's a remarkable CEO, Terry Parfitt, who just had a baby today, which
Mazel
is very exciting. Yeah, we're very, 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 very excited about it. But she took over about a year ago as the group CEO, as the CEO of Africa, of the Smile Foundation. Just come out of an Africa Tikkun board meeting, so I'm getting my organization's next.
She
took over about a year ago and she really pulled a team together.
Yes.
Very effective. This comes from a strong financial background. So my engagement is very much more still at the relationship level with the CEOs of the hospitals, with the surgeons, international alliances, and the likes. I'm still the executive chair of the board, so still involved with, obviously, the design and approval of strategies and budgets.
Right.
Not as close as I would love it to be. I mean, I still get a huge, huge kick out of being with the parents of these kids who've been operated on, because there is nothing in the world that gives you a sense of joy quite like seeing a mother or father's face when their child comes out of surgery and a cleft lip, gaping wound has now been closed, or a child with a formed face is necessarily normalized in terms of the way that they look, and also for them to know that they're going to get the ongoing psychological support that typically we try to provide as well.
So I see that DISCM, Baby City, and the DISCM Foundation are all also involved with the Smile Foundation. And I know that when DISCM take on projects, they go from beginning, they don't do the minimum, they do the maximum. They're in it for the long term. Is that
yeah.
is that like are they those kind of partners with the Smile Foundation as well?
Very much so. Very, very much. And you know, it's incredible. Discam Foundation, to a large extent, is still run by the Saltzmans themselves.
Yes.
So Mrs. Saltzman still sits in all the meetings, and she asks all the really pertinent questions. They want bang for buck. It's not just simply an emotional appeal.
Right.
They want to know, what are you spending the money on? And if there's products, for argument's sake, that can come from their shelves, they'll provide products, as well as sort of a cash contribution that enables us to pay for anaesthetists, pay for sutures, etc. And they're an amazing organization. You know, they're what I call a wise donor. And when you've got a wise or intelligent donor, it's much easier to function, because you know what the expectations are. And you know that if you meet those expectations, the likelihood of continued support is going to be there,
yeah.
as opposed to just an emotional donor where emotions switch and change every year.
Amazing. 5,000 lives changed. That's incredible work, Mark. Obviously, it's something that, you know, you don't do it alone. I get that. Where do you see Smile Foundation in the next 25 years?
Well, I intend being here to ensure that that happens.
Amen.
So we'll probably move into old age care.
Very nice.
So what we will definitely be doing is aligning with other organizations so that we constantly provide a much more holistic care program. Already Smile Foundation and the charity initiative, Afrika Tikkun, are working collaboratively together. Tikkun's in the township environment, so we're able to identify kids. And we're also able to take a child post-surgery and put them into a Tikkun child and youth development program. Smile, on the other hand, can work with us on looking at things, work with Afrika Tikkun to look at burn prevention, because, you know, we've moved into burns and burns treatment in a very large way. So there are a lot of these symbiotic relationships which we're wanting to explore. We're looking at a sort of cradle to career process for children with disabilities, so that leading all the way through to job creation. So children, for argument's sake, in Smile, who might have permanent disabilities, can still go through skills training with organizations like Tikkun, and we can still help them find job opportunities, because you know, by working in partnership together, there are these, as I say, opportunities to impact much greater than any one organization on their own.
Absolutely wonderful. Mark Lubner, thank you very, very much. I wish you all the success onward and upward. Kol hakavod to you, to your team, of course, to your partners, your worthy partners in Discam, Baby City, Discam Foundation, Jetline, Cape Union Mart, Socks and Smiles. Just really wonderful work to all of you. And,
Vodacom, we have to, you know, we celebrated with Vodacom, because Vodacom have actually backed us also for 20-odd years.
Amazing. That's incredible.
As has Adcox. So we've had long-term supporters that have bought into, you know, sorry, last point is that we're not only doing surgical intervention and psychological support. We're spending a lot of our budget on skills training because we realize that this is a deficit in the budgets that the departments of health necessarily have got, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we're providing much more time, effort, and funds towards ensuring the skills are retained in these public hospitals.
Amazing, and well done. Well done for that. Mark Lubner, thank you so much. And
thank you
for making more people smile.
I've got an extraordinary team who make me smile, quite honestly.
Absolutely, and so they should. Thank you so much. That is Mark Lubner talking about the Smile Foundation. 25 years of smiles, over 5,000 lives changed. We're talking about it because last week was Smile Week. We just didn't have enough time to talk about it, but really incredible.